Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Old Testament reading today comes from the sixth chapter of Judges. After Israel finally settled into the promised land, they had a series of judges who left them. Some of the judges you would expect, like the first judge was Joshua, who was Moses's second in command. So Joshua made sense that he was a judge. Strong, competent leader. Other judges that they had, you would look at them for their strength also, like Samson. Then there were some judges that you would just have to say, what was God thinking when he made this person a judge? I mean, they had Ehud be a judge. Now, there really wasn't anything wrong with Ehud, except for he was left-handed. Uh-oh. Well, what's wrong with being left-handed? Well, he couldn't really go join the battle lines because, you see, everybody held their shields with their left arms and was able to use their knives with their right arms. And if you have somebody left-handed, this whole area would not be protected with the shield. They would just be clanging their shields against somebody else. So God used Ehud. Well, Ehud was able to go and get into this rival king's palace, because when he went in, this is before they had these electronic detectors and all this stuff, but they had bodyguards check. Well, where was people's swords at? On the right side. So they checked his right side. No weapons. Come on in, Ehud. Yeah, well, long story short, their king died that night. Ehud's sword was hidden. And then there were other judges. Like, I don't want to sound chauvinistic here, but who would you not expect to be a judge during that time? A woman. Deborah was a judge. And you know, the men, they trembled at what was coming, and Deborah's like, oh, come on. So she led the people in a battle, and they won. And now you have the Midianites oppressing the people. And they were scared because if they had their stuff out in the open, the Midianites would steal it. So this guy named Gideon, he was beating his wheat, hiding it from the Midianites, not in the open, but in the being hidden. And God came to him, the angel of the Lord. Now, the angel of the Lord, again, is Jesus Christ before he was incarnated. So Jesus came to him and said to him, Gideon, I have chosen you to do something for me. And Gideon's like, really? Me? Yeah. You're going to go up and defeat the Midianites for me. You got something confused here. I'm from the least clan of Manasseh. I'm the least of my brothers. Can't you find somebody else who would be more able to? Nope. It's going to be you. Really? Yes. Really? I still don't know how I'm going to do this. No. You got to find somebody better. Nope. I found the person I have chosen. You are to lead the Israelites. But you know what? The Midianites are a tremendous army, right? You say you have 3,000 people you could take against them? Nah, that's way too many. You're going to go up with 300. Really? Yeah. I'm going to be leading you. So Gideon did what the Lord said, and it actually worked out. And the people, because of the deliverance of the Lord, they were able to turn toward him and repentance. And this happened throughout the time. Remember how they cried in the wilderness? I can't believe you brought me here and all this stuff. Well, then things would get really good and they'd be really happy. And then they would forget about God. Isn't that what we do sometimes when things are going really good? Oh, God, we'll put you over here in this closet. You know, things are going good. And then they got to go out and eat, drink, and be merry and be wild as they could. And then that's when God then would appoint a judge. And then when things got really bad for them, what God would do is send somebody like the Midianites to them. And then they would remember God. Hey, God, come out in the closet. Help us. Yeah, we do that. When things are going bad, God, help us. Okay, so he'd bring up a judge. And things would be going good. And then, oh, God, thank you. But guess what? We got it now. Go back over there. Oh, we're getting attacked again. God, come help us. And he would. And it kept going on and on throughout the history. His clan is the weakest in Manasseh. From a small town, O little town of Bethlehem, of all the places in Israel, for God to have chosen for his son to be born. Bethlehem? Are you serious? That's where God had Jesus be born. David was from Bethlehem. And so that's why Jesus was born there. This little out-of-the-way place. And I'm sure when they were told, oh yeah, when Micah wrote, but you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel. Really? Yeah. Yeah, that's what God will do. He is in charge, and he has the power. Does anyone know what Bethlehem means? House of bread. Jesus, the bread of life, comes from the house of bread, was born in Bethlehem. This little baby, the son of a carpenter, grew up in Nazareth. One of his soon-to-be disciples, when he first heard about him and that he was from Nazareth, said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Bethlehem, born, raised in Nazareth. But that's how God sent his son to be humbled and live a humble life until it was time for his ministry. And he still lived a humble life. What do we know about Jesus? Now, God chose one man, Gideon, to be the leader, right? God chose one man to be true God and true man, his son, Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus, he defeats all our enemies quite literally as one man. He, by his incarnation, he has taken our humanity into himself, and by his death and resurrection, he has destroyed sin, death, and the devil once for all. Romans 5:19. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Speaking of Adam right there. So by the one man's obedience, Jesus, the many will be righteous. Out of that little tiny town that was too small to be included in the clans, Bethlehem, came Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who took our sins upon himself. One man did battle against sin, death, and the devil, and he rose victorious so that we all have the victory. Forgiveness of sins, promise of our resurrection, and eternal life in Christ Jesus. What a great present that God has given us. In the name of Jesus, amen.